Blog Talk Radio.
To the code. I am your host, Kasima Gade. I have my co-host on the line, Ron. What's up, brother?
What's going on, sister?
Not much, man. Listen. I'm tired. I'm hungry. And every cookout in fucking Greensboro has a fucking line out the doggone thing. I'm about to starve.
God damn it.
I'm hungry.
And that's
like,
all you,
I'm
that's
like,
all
oh,
you want is cookout?
Say what?
That's all you want is cookout? Ain't no other options?
Man, listen, I'm going to have to go to a damn Wendy's. I don't want to go to no Wendy's. I need one fit. I wanted me a sandwich from cookout.
Wow, wow.
And I wanted me some hush puppies. So... I guess I'm going to go to this Wendy's. And my gas light just came on. My life is just, it's just, up.
We're here.
You and I are here. We're here. We're present and accounted for. Keisha Taylor said she might be in a little bit late because it was an opening night for something at one of the arenas. So I think is basketball starting tonight or something? I don't know.
That's next week. It might be hockey.
Okay. Well, she said she'll be in a little bit later. Well, you know, there's a day. More than likely, Jerry ain't coming over here. I don't care. We drink, we play, somebody smoke, and we say inappropriate ass things around here. That's, you know what? I could go to the Herbie. I got to be inside. I looked at that bitch. I'm going to the Herbie's. At least I can get me some good friends. Okay. Y'all hear me, like, making life decisions about food because the bitch is hungry.
The fuck is Herbie's?
It has the Herbie Lovebug car as its little mascot or whatever. And it's a diner. You get all types of stuff. And so I wonder if I'd be like, can I get slaw and chili? If they have slaw and chili, then I'm going to get the type of burger that I wanted from Cookout from Herbie's. And I know that it's going to be, and it's freshly made hamburger. Like, they made, I'm going to sit there and watch them do it. Yup. Yup, that will be at the night. That's what we're going to do. Let me go ahead, get on over there to the Herbie's. It's right here by my house, too. Yup. Baby, then I can't call it.
I ain't going to lie to you. It sound like the fat girl done slipped out for a few minutes.
And she did, because the bitch is hungry.
Okay. I'm not mad at you. Listen, what happened to me?
I ain't ate no regular food since 12:30 this afternoon. I've been on my feet all day at this store. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, friend.
And it's a Friday night. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Why? Where are all these people coming from at the cookout? And then I forgot, Friday night football.
Right, high school, true.
High school football. So, and I was like, where do these kids come from? In the way. So, yeah. But at least I know Herbie's don't get popping until about midnight or so. So at least I know I can go there. And it not be packed. Lord, please don't let it be packed, because if it is, I'm just going to be like, fuck it, I'm going to eat some popcorn. And then y'all get whatever comes out. I don't care.
I'm done. Nigga was going to be riding on the seat of her pants. Never know what she going to say.
Right, like, y'all going to get this popcorn. It don't look like they packed. Got some people leaving. On the show, we are talking about cancel culture. If you all have not, what kind of parking did y'all do? I'm not in the mood for white people. Sorry, y'all. So, have you watched the Dave Chappelle special?
I haven't seen it entirely. Not all of it. Yeah, but I'm familiar with it. I just haven't seen it all.
Okay. Well, I've had to watch it multiple times because I'd be falling asleep.
Right.
I'd be falling asleep. Me
falling asleep on something has no direct correlation to how good, entertaining, or anything that thing is.
Exactly.
That's just me.
Exactly.
Then enough is enough, and I went to fuck to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That does not. Yeah. It doesn't mean that I didn't like it. It doesn't mean none of that. It just means that I was tired, and that going to bed. Well, that's what did happen. I just went to sleep. That's what happened. I was sitting up watching. Next thing I know, all I got is my alarm. So, yeah. So, I was like, oh, nice.
I don't know what happened, Your Honor.
Like, I don't know what happened. I fell asleep. That's what happened. Exactly what happened. Take y'all off speakers. I got speakerphone. As of right now, ain't nobody else joined. So, why is this live? What is this? Oh, you a DoorDash? Maybe I should have DoorDashed.
Lord have mercy. Maybe. But at least you got, but you got to find out whether they got slaw and chili.
Yep. Yeah, so I gotta find out. Gotta find out. So if y'all hear me, get quiet for a second. It's only because I'm about to sit down at the diner and order my pizza and make some life choices.
All right. So this whole cancel culture shit, right?
Right.
I don't know what direction you want to head in with it, but one of the questions I have is, so the fuck what?
Hmm.
So the fuck what? Like, somebody wants to cancel you. So the fuck what? Somebody thinks that you should be taken off of a platform. So the fuck what? Like, how is that really stopping anything? Cancel me for what? How the fuck can you cancel me?
Right. So,
like, I don't get
people,
it.
I don't get it either. And it's like, why aren't we minding the business that pays us? Always minding somebody else's business or always minding something that ain't got nothing to do with you. Nothing.
And the worst part is, I get it if this was a good fucking culture and good society and we were being extra vigilant about protecting our children. Oh, no, you can't show that around children. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, I would understand that. Or certain things should be seen in certain places or after certain times. So it used to be at the 11 o'clock. Then it became 10 o'clock. Then it became, you know what I'm saying, 4:36. Like, right, what the fuck is going on? Like, all day now is fucking on TV. So I get it, but it just don't seem consistent to me, and that's what confuses me.
Mm. Yeah, because they pick and choose what they want to cancel or who they
like,
want to cancel.
Like, what is it that really is, has offended somebody? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to your point of the Chappelle shit, it's okay if I be like, my nigga, what's good with you? But if I say, oh, you fucking faggot, what's good with you? Oh, now it's a problem. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What are you accepting and what are you not accepting of? And why?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because me as a black man, I get offended. I get scared. I get intimidated. I get shitted on. I get all of those things, too. But, you know, I guess we don't have that ability to be seen as having those emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other side of that is we don't have the fucking stick-to-itiveness to fucking cancel someone.
Mm, That part.
We don't stick together. We don't. Oh, they got chips? I didn't know they had chips. I'm done with this idea. I mean, because if you look at it, you see how like, if it wasn't for egotistical Americans and looking for speed, who the fuck would be driving a BMW? These Jews would have shut that country, I mean, that company down. They're not buying them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they stick together. Oh, no, we're not buying that kind of car. Everybody else may try to buy it, but they're not buying it. What are we not doing? You know what I'm saying? What are we saying? What are we saying to say enough is enough about? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We can barely get everybody to agree that fucking George Zimmerman need to get fucking shot.
Fine. How are you? Okay. You keep going. Hold on one second.
No, I don't want to keep going. I want to watch my food, too. I want to eat, too. I'm hungry as well, but no, nobody cares about me. Cancel your fucking order. That's what we need to fucking cancel. I'm stupid. But, I mean, when we look at things as far as, like, cancel culture goes, man, I understand that we just can't let people say certain shit and get away with it or so you think. But who are you to be the fucking arbiter of what people can and cannot say that is or is not offensive? You know what I mean? And if you really want to be equal in society, then you got to get this smoke too. You know what I mean? You can't be like, oh, don't talk about these people. Oh, don't talk about these people. Oh, these people are off limits. Well, I thought we was all fucking equal. Anybody can get this smoke. You know what I'm saying? If I make a fucking, like the other week, I had that that comment, and I was asking y'all in the office, what would it sound like if somebody listening to the same music I'm listening to was dancing and having a good time? And what if that somebody was fucking, you know what I'm saying, little developmentally, you know, good thing. Don't pay me about people. But yeah, back to on point. So when we got this whole fucking cancel culture, we got to look at who's actually in charge of the canceling. Are they fucking certified and validated enough to fucking tell somebody, no, you don't have access to this part of culture anymore? And who the fuck are you to tell somebody you don't have access to this or access to that, or you can't make a living, or you can't do this? Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. I made a joke, brother.
Okay. You're not going to cancel my order. I'm sick of you.
Let me fuck your order.
Nah, listen, I'm hungry. You better thank God that they had what I wanted.
I better thank God? What the fuck? I got
yeah,
to do
everybody.
With your appetite.
Everybody. Good. I was about to reach angry.
Can't see your appetite.
No, I'm not. I'm hungry.
You're so silly. So, yeah, so, I mean, but to what I was saying, I don't know how much you were paying attention, but who the fuck are these people to say that they have the ability to cancel somebody? Who the fuck are you to be the arbiter of what's righteous and what should be said?
I don't know. And then you have some of the people who are like, it's my freedom of speech. Yeah, you're right. But your freedom of speech is starting to affect people. So, but it's still your opinion. You can still have it. So, I don't know. I don't know who sits down and says, okay, today we going to cancel Dave Chappelle because he finally said something that we all see. Don't sit down and pretend that you don't see it, because no sooner than it happened than when he said it, it happened in the news. Like, you know, he said, you know, the baby shot somebody in the Walmart in North Carolina. Nothing happened to his career.
Right.
The baby said something about the Alphabet crew. Now they're taking stuff from him. If we sit and look at the John Gruden situation, he said all these things over the years about black folks. But the moment he said something about them letters, he has to resign. You know what I'm saying? So why are we picking and choosing these things? So,
I mean, it's obviously an agenda. Obviously, somebody pushing an agenda.
That agenda being pushed upon us so heavily. Just like with the whole Superman situation. Have you seen the Superman thing?
What the fuck is that?
Okay, so Superman is coming out in one of these comics as a bisexual.
His son came out as something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
All right.
So, once again, this is being pushed upon us. This is not something that
Yeah, cancel your thought. that means you gotta realize that there is definitely an attack on whether it be gays, whether it be African Americans, whether it be poor people, whether it be, you know, disenfranchised white, whether it be Mexicans, you know what I'm saying, third world country, whatever it is, you can look into it if you so choose. But global control and population control, that shit is real. And they want to control the amount of motherfuckers on this planet, okay?
Yeah.
Because they're looking to keep the wealth to a certain amount of people. So if I can control the masses, how can I control the masses? By keeping them at a certain number, too many motherfuckers. How can I control the masses? By, you know what I'm saying, keeping them not wanting to revolt. Well, how can I do that? By giving them their lower energy. Give it to them. Let them have all the sex. Let them have all the drugs. You know what I'm saying? Let them have all the bad music. You know what I'm saying? Let them have all the decadence. Because then they'll leave themselves to sleep. So when you look at, you don't want strong family structures in something like that. Well, if you have a bunch of homosexuality, it's going to be hard to have strong family structures as we know them, being man, woman, child. It's going to be hard to do that with a whole bunch of, you know what I'm saying, man, man, and woman-woman relationships. So just to have that, to build the a culture as we've known it, you can't do it, you know what I'm saying, Steve and Pete. Don't work like that. So if I let this be implemented and I push that agenda, that then helps me with my other agenda of controlling the fucking population. But letting these motherfuckers do what they want to do and steering them in the wrong direction. But no, that's my opinion. Everybody ain't got to agree with it. These views do not represent the motherfuckers on the code. It's just this nigga. So, you know.
not a disclaimer for the disclaimer.
Right, a disclaimer for the disclaimer. But you know how that is. You know, everybody have their interests. And to the point we were saying earlier, some people have the ability, the wherewithal to formulate and be like, all right, we're going to shut these motherfuckers down. The alphabet boys, as you say, they got that ability right now, it seems.
Yeah. It's definitely, they are working their way through. And saying, since you can't respect us, we're just going to get rid of, like, not necessarily get rid of you, but we're going to make you pay in some type of a way. We're going to take something from you. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that Netflix was like, no.
But that's what I'm saying, too.
It's like, I'm not going to pick it down. Who are you?
The bottom line is still the bottom line. Capitalism is still running shit. So motherfuckers, I'd be like, whoa, 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 whoa. This motherfucker's making us a lot of money.
Been making us a lot of money. He's currently number 4 on the top 10.
He's probably like number 11 and number 19 and number 38, too. You know what I mean?
Right. Because he currently has, what, three specials on Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And now you're going to, like, he referred back to those. So you probably went back and watched them. They were like, oh. Can we get my food?
And it's word of a Chappelle Show, you know what I'm saying, reboot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you do that, you know what I'm saying? I find it hard to believe Netflix won't have a bag for that.
Exactly. Exactly.
But also, it got to be something, you know what I'm saying? Like, every so often, you get these, you know what I'm saying, switching the stories that's going on in the world.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm gonna need you to care, cause I'm gonna need you to care. Cause if I would have called up here and you hung up, we'd be having problems. I'm sorry.
I don't know what's going on. All
right.
This nigga is in the middle of some whole other conversation.
I've already. I just ordered the cheeseburger, the fries. With a cold
I need this nigga to amuse himself while she over there with her fucking woman big girl fucking order. The fuck out of here. Those there, be too
I got
baby.
Some.
Nobody ain't got to know you got pot and Alamo.
Yeah, I already cashed out. Yeah. I already did that. All right. Thank you so much. Have a good night. Okay. Give me a second. Like, it's like, what are you... She almost made me show out in this doggone. Like, girl, if you know, she hung up on whoever called. That's the thing. Like, okay, let's cancel her. Let's do that. She's almost, she don't know what's going on. I'm gonna need you to know what the hell's going on. Because, one, you just hung up on somebody who's trying to order some damn food. What you're not gonna do is... Because if I would have been calling up here and somebody did that shit, I would have showed up here and showed out, y'all. Okay? Come on. Just go ahead and say that now. I ain't going to pretend. If my show out ain't real and I'm hungry, girl, let me tell you where you got me fucked up at.
Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? Let me just tell you where fuck you got me fucked up at.
I ain't going to tell you how I can hear the energy in your voice been picked up like three levels. Like your ass, you know what I'm saying? The only thing you're not doing right now is doing the motherfucking dance. You know what I'm saying? Being a little too fast. I got my order. I got my order.
Listen.
I got my order.
I'm about to order. And I got some sweet tea at home. I ain't getting no drink. I already knew I had tea at home.
I already knew it. Oh, I'm glad you said something about that. I forgot I got a drink right here myself.
I ain't got no liquor. I ain't been to the ABC store. So, have you seen where they got the Crown Royal in a can with some cola?
No, I have not seen that ratchet shit.
Well, they got it at the ABC store, and so I'm probably go to the ABC store tomorrow and get a little six pack. And they got it in peach too. Don't be done with me. About this nigga shit, like for real, like. But yeah, the whole thing is like, and then so okay, if that's the case. The other shit that we don't like to look at. I was having a conversation with one of my friends. They don't like Lizzo. Lizzo taps my nerves sometimes, not all the time, just sometimes. And I don't feel like she should be canceled. And it's wonderful that you love your body, but sometimes we don't want to see all of your body. Oh, Lord, dear. Oh, the little deer, get your ass back where you're supposed to be.
No, Bambi.
In the woods. Get your ass back in the woods. But.
Yeah, Lizzo.
Yeah.
She seems like one of the motherfuckers who be like, everybody's picking on me. Everybody's picking on me. And
exactly.
Then when she fuck with everybody else, be teasing niggas. Ha, 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 you ain't ready for all this juicy fat ass. Know what I'm saying? And start fucking with people. And then when people fuck with her back, she tell on them. Like, oh, they're making fun of me. Oh,
exactly. That's exactly what she is. That's exactly what she does. And that's what irks me about her. Like, if you out here doing it, own your shit.
Own it.
They picking on you. Okay, they picking on you. Okay.
But if you really sensitive, again, if you really that sensitive, you wouldn't have your ass out.
Exactly. Prime example, you know, them wigs that I don't like. Oh, I would talk about them wigs, and they said I would shake like what they say, a sack of potatoes. Now I'm sitting here thinking, now if I was really shaped like a sack of potatoes, that might hurt my feelings,
right?
That type of shit don't hurt my motherfucking feelings, bitch. I'm not shaped like nobody's motherfucking potato sack. Look, my clothes don't look like they
stink. If a potato sack got an ass and thighs like this, niggas would have been fucking potato sacks since the 1800s.
You know what I'm saying? Bitch, my clothes don't look like they still hanging up when I put them on.
I'm done with you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, they don't.
Look
my
like
clothes
they
do not
still
look.
Hanging up.
Yeah. There's a lot of police been coming through this area lately.
I've never seen an ass in a dress that's hanging up.
Exactly.
I've never seen nothing poking out. Lord have mercy.
Because that's still hanging up in the closet. It's flat. It's straight. Ain't no curve, no bump.
Oh, I like that.
And I can come for your wig and how you shaking. You better get some wind. Fat your ass all the way down.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Not the wig. Oh, Lord.
You know, tell me, nigga, we got wigs at Walgreens. Wigs at Walgreens. But yeah, like it's you can't be sensitive in something that you're doing. Like if you out there shaking your ass and you put on what you put on, right? If you were so damn uncomfortable, you would not have put said item on. But now that people are like, ma'am, don't nobody want to see you looking like a roly poly.
And not just that, but we got fucking children here.
Exactly.
Children don't need to see all this shit. And I get it that, you know what I'm saying, you feel a certain way and you feel entitled. But it's a two-way street, nigga. If you gangster really? Enough to do A, then don't be mad that B is right around the fucking corner.
And B might be a little bit better than what you want.
It might be.
You don't
but
know.
You shouldn't have been eating.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
know what I mean? Everything got even, what they say, an equal and opposite reaction. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, or a consequence to it. There's a consequence to every action or reaction. What the fuck is this? That is not the
fuck. Anywhere. This nigga talking to herself. She's crazy. She's officially loony bin.
Yeah, I talk to myself. So weird. What and what and what? I talk to myself.
Because I got no one to talk to.
People ask me why. You know what I'm saying? So
many. Yeah, you got issues.
Yeah, and that's fine. I need
you know
to.
So I'm in the middle of looking for a new home, right?
Mhm. I recall you saying so.
As I'm looking, you know, I start realizing that, you know, I should have paid a little more care, and you know what I'm saying? Like, if my credit was like 30 points higher, I wouldn't have to pay, you know what I'm saying, as much on the security. You know what I mean? So I was like, damn, so I should have, you know. Should have cared a little more about certain little things like that. But then I look and I see other people and I'm like, I don't know how this sounds. This may sound fucked up. But it's like most motherfuckers who had a real life, and I hate to put it like that, like your life isn't real if you ain't gonna do it. But most motherfuckers who had a real life got fucked up credit scores.
And when you say real life, what do you mean?
Children, uh-huh. Issues in life where it's like something happened, whether it's medical, whether it's educational, what you know what I mean? Like different things in life that came up and you had to put out a little $7,000. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm just making excuses. You know what I'm saying? But I look, I'm like, God damn, nigga. Like, or
even to go a step further.
Like, God damn, mommy, why you ain't teach me about this credit shit?
Know what I'm saying?
Like, damn, man, why y'all ain't put me on with this credit shit? Why y'all, know what I'm saying, let me to believe that that shit really ain't make no motherfucker. Fuck the white man and his shit. Don't pay your shit. Just buy your shit. No, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck?
You know what? And that's why now, like with our teenagers, we're teaching them that. They didn't teach them that. They didn't say nothing. We just knew that they paid the bill. They didn't say anything else about it. You know what I mean?
I mean, little shit about how to pay back. Know what I'm saying? Or why to pay back instead of paying off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like little shit like that. Like, nah, nigga, don't pay that shit all the way back. Pay it off in 5 installments. Know what I'm saying? Pay it off in 8 installments. Know what I mean? Like that. And I'm thinking is you paying it off in the little installments because you ain't got it. Know what I'm saying? You got to juggle shit, which is true in a lot of instances. But also, like, little concepts, like, they'd rather you have a history of paying things off than a history of have paid something off.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, just a concept as simple as that. So, I mean, I don't know. But, yeah, I'm saying, as I'm going through this process, I'm seeing that and realizing. So, as I'm doing that, I'm now, you know, my college age child, we're going through those lessons. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully by the time she gets to my age, she won't have to fight this battle.
Right. Right. Because she's now learning, you know, this is what I need to do versus not doing something. You know what I mean?
I mean, not just that, but you also see the real life consequences.
Right. Because even with my daughter, when we're doing, you know, we did her financial aid. Oh. Ma'am, what we're not going to do is get a whole bunch of student loans. If you get a Pell, that's what you get. What is my password for this? Oh, my God. So I'm having issues logging back into Blog Talk. So if Keisha Taylor, if you're here, give me a second. But I told her we're not doing that because that's something you'll have to pay back. And you know, you get Pell, don't get these student loans. So we were able to get her Pell grant, and that's awesome because you ain't got to pay none of that money back.
Now,
because most of us, well, not most of us. I can't say I'm not included in that number because I paid off my student loans. I'm one of the lucky.
Now, there's also ways, depending on what your major is, to get help in your, you know what I'm saying, paying of these bills if you do incur them. What do I mean? Let's say you want to go to be a teacher. Nigga, you better find you a motherfucking municipality that will pay for your shit, pay your shit off in lieu of you working 3 to 5 years in their, know what I'm saying, in their districts.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
And they pay out.
Say you a motherfucking want to be an accountant. Nigga, you better go to, know what I'm saying, Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers, know what I'm saying, and the motherfuckers, AIG, you know what I'm saying, and talk to them motherfuckers, be like, yo, I got this whoop-de-whoop, whoop-de-whoop. Boom, they'll pay some, you know what I'm saying? They got programs in these mega big corporations and shit like that that will pay you off your shit, but you got to look for them.
Yeah, they will.
You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing the motherfucker just ain't looking for. Like, I mean, like, all this shit, but, here we go. Watch how I swing this shit back around. But when you one of them people who tell people about shit like that, and put people on, usually those be the first motherfuckers to get canceled.
Right. Hey, they be trying to cancel them out.
Those be the first motherfuckers to try to cancel Because they, you know what I'm saying, they doing good. They doing good. They doing good. They doing good. They do one bad thing. Oh, cancel that motherfucker.
Right. Like, they can't make
What about all this good they've been doing for the last 10 years?
Exactly. What about everything that they've accomplished over these last 10 years and how much money they've probably made for you over these last 10 years?
But I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I almost wish John Gruden didn't have this for the Raiders, that he didn't have to be fired. A part of me wishes that he had to fight the fucking heat that he faced every day against his players.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying? Fight your way through that, nigga. Make amends and mea culpa with all the men in them fucking locker rooms, whether they're gay, whether they're black, whether they just didn't like what you said, whether they was affected by it or not. You know what I'm saying? Mend all those bridges, motherfucker. That's your motherfucking, your albatross you got to come across. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? They killing me with all this, oh, he got to be fired. Nah, fuck that. That's the easy way out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now he get to hide, you know what I'm saying, in outside of society until people start forgetting about it, and then maybe he can find another job. He got enough money. The fuck? He don't need this shit. And you know it's going to be a certain region of the country that don't mind his comments. He might get a fucking college job in one of them places. He might get, you know what I'm saying, a media job in one of those markets or some shit like that.
I bet y'all can tell you which one, but not yet.
You stupid.
I can tell you what region it's gonna be in.
Where the good old balls at?
Now, yeah, they don't care. They don't care about none of this.
But, you know, I mean, that is what that is. That whole things in this fucking world. This shit start off good, or it start off for an honorable reason, and then they just take the shit and co-opt it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you look at most things. Education. Oh, education is good. Now they're fucking not teaching us anything. How good is education? You know what I'm saying? They just co-opted it. Fucking food, you got to eat, right? All right, you got to grow food. Food is healthy for you. Oh, now this shit with all these fucking preservatives and fucking MSG and fucking, what's that shit? Genetically modified GMO, and you know what I'm saying? All this shit, then went to the left. So, of course, cancel culture go to the left, too. Every fucking thing in this society go to the left.
They have the ability to go
I'm about
left.
To go into the fucking woods and get off the grid. Fuck these people. I'm out. Click.
Well, okay.
I'm leaving. Fuck that.
Right.
I'm about to go grow me a patch of fucking marijuana and just fucking live in the fucking woods.
Of a state where you can do that?
I don't know.
I
think here you only have like 8 plants or some shit like that in this Commonwealth.
I don't know.
Yeah, I ain't getting into 8 plants. They ain't gonna do me much. Can't be Pablo Escobar with 8 plants.
I'm moving to Colorado, California.
But I mean, all right. So we talk about this whole cancel shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's ask a question: is there anybody who deserves to be canceled?
No, I don't think so.
In your mind?
In my mind,
right.
I don't. No, because we all have the same.
What about
R.
Kelly?
Like,
does R. Kelly deserve to be canceled?
Okay, wait a minute.
Now, motherfucker, thinking. See, I was saying she was just chewing and talking before.
I had to swallow my food.
Yes, swallow, mama.
You can't, because people are not gonna cancel. Not everybody's gonna cancel. I can stop acknowledging him. Does that make sense?
I'm asking you: do you think R. Kelly deserves to be canceled?
I think that. You know what? Yep. Sorry. Because I feel the way about the shit that he did. All right, you know what I'm saying? I feel the way about the shit that he did. And the fact that so many people tried to cover that shit up, and they deserve it too.
Right. That shit is racketeering.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
I'm not here to say that everybody deserves access to all of society. Some people have done some fucked up shit and they need to be ostracized or not allowed in certain parts of society. We do that when you are a pedophile, we keep you away from children. When you are alcoholic, we try to keep you away from alcohol. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When you can't do certain things, we try to keep you away from those things for the betterment of you and for society. I get that whole concept. Nothing wrong with that. The question is, who the fuck is the one that's in charge of saying you can't be here, you can't be there, and why? You know what I mean? So it's not the fact of canceling. To me, cancel culture, I get it. But who the fuck is doing the canceling? And for what reason? So, you know, if we can get if they can have me be the fucking the arbiter of who should be canceled and not canceled, then that'd be perfect. But, you know, that's never going to happen.
You know how they'd be like, well, they said, well, who the hell is they?
Who the fuck is they? And where is them? But, yeah, I mean, so do some people deserve? Yeah, but then it's a thin line because some people say, what about Bill Cosby? Okay, he was found guilty. Yeah, but it was an appeal and he was found not guilty. Oh, so is he not guilty anymore? So should we uncancel him? Like, how does that work?
Or where is this new case popping up from?
Well, he got a new case popping up?
Another case popped up today.
With Cosby?
Yeah. She said back in 1990, he sexually assaulted her. She was an actress who had been on the Cosby Show before. They showed who she was on one of the episodes. I was like, okay. But she's suing him for $125 million.
Bish. Bish, what are you talking about, Bish?
Dummy.
She said $125 million she's suing for.
Yeah. But she's suing for $125 million.
Because in 1990, they had relations or he abused her, he drugged her, what was it?
They didn't get no information about it.
Okay, now here goes something else. Now, do we cancel people on the grounds of something being illegal, or do we cancel people on the grounds of something being immoral?
I think it's been more lately of the immoral. You know what I'm saying? Because what Dave Chappelle said they feel was immoral. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What R. Kelly did was both immoral and illegal.
Right. That's why that motherfucker is ixnay.
And I don't get where people say I can separate the man from the music, but the music was about these girls. As I sit back and I, you know, with Aaliyah's music now streaming on all the streaming apps or whatever for music, it's been popping up in my Amazon Music lately. And I just think her first album was so sad. Like, she has some upbeat songs on it, but some of the songs, they were just so sad. And I was like, yo, how, because, what, she was 15 at the time? Ma'am?
Right.
What is sadder than 15? What relationship issue are you having at 15 other than we need to be holding hands at lunch and you didn't want to hold my hand today, and so I'm now mad?
And why is age nothing but a number?
Listen.
And why are we going back and forth?
Think about it now. Hmm?
And why are we going back and forth?
Listen. Or, especially with age ain't nothing but a number and going down ain't nothing but a thing.
Nothing but a thing.
What? As we sat back and we didn't think about it now in our adult minds, we're
thank
like,
you. Thank you. Preach.
What in the world? And why are you sending this nigga a 4-page letter? Why are you explaining your feelings to this nigga?
No. Wasn't it 12 pages? 12-page letter.
No. That was 12 plain. It's 4-page letter by Liam.
Oh, 4-page letter. Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, say about, I tell you. I mean, you get stuff.
Nigga, I know what some numbers there. Nigga, 4 times 3 is 12, nigga.
Stupid. Streaming numbers have gone up 500%.
Wow.
Yo, exactly. Like, I feel like this. And this may be wrong to feel this way, but if you still sitting around listening to his music and you still bopping or whatever, I feel like you like little girls.
Either that or you have very, and I hate to say this because I don't like to just paint with broad brushes, but you probably got something wrong with your fucking whole moral compass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you just, I don't get it. Like, or either, like you say, you like little babies, you got something wrong with you, or you just like being the dick. You know what I'm saying? You just like being the motherfucker to cause all kind of issues. So let me play R. Kelly. Like, come on, so nobody wanted, like, yes, like, y'all don't have no idea how big a motherfucking Robert Kelly fan that I was. Like, him in public announcement, nigga.
Vibe.
Nigga.
Listen.
Nigga, that's freshman year of college, nigga. You know the pussy I got to motherfucking Robert Kelly in public announcement? Nigga, I had many good nights to that nigga. You know what I'm saying? And let's not talk about after I got, oh, man, the Chevys. That being said, I can cut that shit out. I can do without it. And it hurt me sometimes to hear fucking Biggie Smalls, you know what I'm saying? I'm fucking you tonight and I can't listen to it no more. It fucking me, you know what I'm saying? When I think one of the best albums that I've heard in my lifetime, motherfucking Best of Both Worlds, I can't listen to no more.
Right.
But fuck it. I'll accept that. I'm good. I'll live.
Like, I'm all right. Like, my life is not going to alter or be changed because I decided today not to listen to Robert Kelly.
Right. Just because now I got to know what I'm saying, I got to stop believing I could fly. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I need to fly.
You better learn.
I walk
it. You better learn how to fly.
That
nigga getting ready to go to jail, and they don't even care. Don't care about you going to jail. They don't care that you are Kelly, nigga. You messing with little girls.
And he still got fucking cases to fight in Chicago, in Illinois, right?
He got cases in Illinois, and I want to say Missouri.
Mm.
So, nigga. They already, okay, And this is what people are like, oh, they can give him life, this, that, and the third. So, listen, I don't know who I was telling this how life is set up. Life with parole, life equals 25 years. Okay, so that's what the judicial system equates life as, 25 years. Okay, so.
On the minimum side.
That on the minimum, like 25 years minimum. But then they say with parole, okay? With parole, they it's a possibility at said 25 years you come up to the parole board and they say, you know what? It's okay. We don't let you out. We see that you changed. Okay. They also can say, no, motherfuck you. You're not going nowhere. So then you have life without parole. This means that you don't even get the opportunity to go in there and say, I've changed. No, you're staying here for the rest of your motherfucking life. Your natural life is that. And then don't mess around and they be like, you got life and some death penalties. You about to die by something. Lethal injection, election chair. They don't do the shooting shit no more.
They do in some states, like Utah still does it.
Oh, man.
I think it's like two or three states that still do shooting.
So, listen, So you sat your ass down and you do your life. And I feel like he's such a coward at this point because he has cowardly ass ways.
Yes.
And so the rumor already is that he's snitching on other folks. That's one. And then I feel like, two, that nigga ain't going to make it because that nigga's going to kill himself.
He going to do an Aaron Hernandez?
Or he going to say the wrong goddamn name, and he going to show up looking like he killed himself.
Oh, why you say Jay-Z go get him killed?
I didn't say that. Don't you say put that out in the universe. I did not say that.
What you said about Clive Davis?
Listen, he going to say something about the wrong person, and he going to get cut. He going to get touched in that prison, and they going to make it look like he killed himself.
Or they going to make it seem like it was a gang member that did it, you know what I'm saying, because he was mad at him. No, that nigga did it because he was talking.
Yep. And if the system is smart enough, because, you know, we do live in a broken system, put him in the Supermax. Put him out there in Colorado in the Supermax where he literally gets 1 hour outside a day in a cage by himself.
You watch too much ID TV. You watch too much motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, fucking crazy shit on TV. You know too much about this shit, nigga.
No.
Why you know where they put the motherfuckers in what state? Why you know this shit?
Nigga, you also have to realize I am in school for cybersecurity and computer crime. You keep that in mind. And then this falls under law.
Cybersecurity and computer crimes ain't got nothing to do with motherfucking where they sentence someone and send them.
You've never watched. So I like watching stuff about prison.
Now we going back to what I was saying. You watch too much of that shit on TV. I know I was right, nigga.
And so I know, like, where the Supermaxes are. There's only the Supermax usually houses the most deadly criminals in the world, in the United States. Let me say that. That's where a lot of the mobsters went. Jail. That's where Jeffrey Dahmer was. Who Who else is out there?
This nigga.
Somebody else is out there. But that's where.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a whole list of them. But that's where they are. Now, there's also prisons that you don't realize there's prisons. They are a prison, either. Because originally, Alcatraz was the original Supermax, the one that nobody should have been able to break out of. This particular Supermax, they definitely can't break out of because the security levels are just ridiculous. Like, you can't piss without them knowing.
I'm starting to worry about you, Kitty. I'm starting to worry about you. Your interest, I think we're going to cancel some shit. We're going to cancel your motherfucking cable subscription. All right? You can't watch cable TV no more. Obviously, your ass is watching all this information, getting all this shit about who's in what jails, what kind of jails, whether they got life fucking with parole, with natural life, or they got life with some years. Like, nigga, why the fuck is this shit interesting to you?
You know what? And that was, it has always been interesting to me. I don't know why, but it always has been. And then when I, now that I'm in school for some shit, it's now like, oh, it makes sense to me.
That you're crazy, deranged.
No, I'm not crazy. It's just that I won't, how can I say this? Especially when it comes to, the human trafficking type stuff, I want to be one of the reasons that we are able to stop that shit. Even though it's probably going to continue lifetimes past me, but it's just the thing. I want to be the person hey, I want to find these young men and these young women and be able to get them home to their families where, sometimes we know that's not possible because they've already perished. But, yeah.
You are using them big keywords and shit, possible and perished. All kind of shit. Plundering. Pilfering. Penelope.
Pedophile. Dummy.
There you go. No, I mean that motherfucker. But yeah, so listen.
That is so crazy.
What's up?
You know it's crazy how some women still support that shit?
Thank you.
Yes. Oh my God. I get so, my skin crawls thinking you got a
that
dog.
Tells you a lot about them. Well, them little girls know what the fuck they was doing. Wait a fucking minute. Just because you was a whore at 12. Okay?
No. Not a whore at 12.
Just because you was a fucking whore at 12 and had men fucking playing bouncy on you don't mean that fucking girl was fucking fat ass. And even if she is, the reason that she's fast as is not because of something that was her. It was something that was probably introduced to her life that made her fast before her years. Okay? So, your fucking derelict ass is not fucking saying anything to minimize what the fuck he did. Who the fuck are you to try to, try to make it seem like he was right in any way? Nah, nigga, get the fuck out of here. And then I understand it, but I hate when motherfuckers. But what about the parents? Why the parents? That nigga, I got you. You're not wrong.
I'm not going to
take any of the guilt and punishment away from him and give it to them. If anything, we can find some separate punishment to give them. But he getting all this shit.
Yeah, hourly.
All the punishment that he deserves, all that shit. Motherfucker. And then the fact that I grew up around nothing but women and I have nothing but daughters. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit well, not nothing but women, but, you know, mostly women, and I got daughters. It's like, I know that R. Kelly's not an ugly man. R. Kelly's a powerful man. R. Kelly have money. I know with those three things, you can get 98% of the bitches on this planet. That being said, why are you going for little girls?
Exactly. Little girls. Why?
You got the ability to piss on fucking 40-year-olds. You know what I'm saying?
And
their skin
okay
is juicy, so it's so thin.
And they be okay with it. They be like, you know what? I'm in my 40s. I'm starting to do some new shit. You know what I'm saying? But little girls? You know, they don't even know they pussycat from their belly button at this point. And you want little girl? Nigga. Yeah, R. Kelly is the worst. The worst. You pissing on people. Then you turn the little, pretty little girls into little boys. So that's what he did to one girl.
Right. And wasn't there something about some little boy that he fucked with, too? Wasn't there a homosexual allegation?
There was, but I ain't seen nobody testify to that yet. So,
no, I heard some shit about that, too.
Yeah, the New York one is over, so we still got two more to go. But they ain't,
That nigga. Not only that nigga, I promise, but I mean, it's all right. So let's just take a step back.
Okay.
Prosecutor says we will throw away these other cases, and you just have to serve this New York case, and we'll see about leniency, but you got to give us some people. Do you think that this motherfucker will, all right, two-part question. One, do you think that there are other celebrities that are involved in his fuckery? That's the first part. And
mm-hmm.
If there are other celebrities involved in his fuckery, do you think that, like, he has anything besides his word to implicate them?
Like videos and shit?
Like whatever. Videos, little holes that'd be like, yeah, they ran a train on me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
President dude,
like
Monica Lewinsky kept the dress. Like, did he have a dress with Prince's cum on it when him, Prince, and Michael Jackson fucked, you know what I'm saying, a baby zebra? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Not a baby zebra.
Not a baby.
I think he would take it. I think he would be like, yeah. But I don't think they won't throw the whole book at him, because right now they're throwing the whole book at him. They might throw 3/4 of the book at him. That nigga still going to do 80 years. That nigga gonna naturally die in there unless he kills himself or somebody show up and kill him. But like I think that nigga is gonna do that because, like I said, he's a coward. He's a punk bitch. You don't. Oh, you did the shit, but now you don't want to take the consequences of the shit that you did. Nah, nigga. That's some pushing shit. If I legit did some shit and I know I did it, and they be like, you know what, Miss All Day, you did it. But if you give us who else helped you do it or who else did the same thing you did, let me tell you, I'm only responsible for me and my human, okay? What do you got shit to do with them people? I'm going to go ahead and do my little raggedy-ass term because I did it. I know I did it. You know I did it. So I'm going to do it and let it be. But I'm going to tell you like this here. The only time I am going to do some time is behind my kids. Do some shit to
right,
my kids.
Right. Nah, Kitty. I'm sorry. I gotta stop you.
Okay.
You know you ain't answered neither one of my fucking questions, right?
I thought I did.
I'm just. So, question one is: do you think there's other motherfuckers out there that was doing it with him?
Yes.
Okay. Question two, do you think that he has anything on them besides his word?
Probably so. That nigga likes to videotape shit.
Oh, you think it's video of other motherfuckers out here?
I think so. Because the nigga videotapes everything. You get what I'm saying? Like, the nigga had bought some videos.
So you don't
nigga,
think that those videos fucking... was already seized? You think he got other videos that weren't seized that he could use as leverage?
Yeah, it could be possible. Because they, obviously, the nigga got money. So there's probably places that they don't know that he had as a living facility.
Okay,
you
got to
look, like, if you want to look at it, all different avenues. One,
you
think
he got
a
condo somewhere in Milwaukee or some shit that nobody don't know nothing about?
Exactly. He has the means to do things. So, as of right now, they may not have, while they're looking into him, they don't see probable cause to look at anything else. So they're just looking at him. So when he starts offering shit to say, hey, can we reduce this by 10 years? I can give you somebody.
Michael Jackson, Prince, and a zebra.
He said Prince and a zebra.
Michael Jackson, Prince, and a zebra, yes.
And a zebra.
Yeah. A zebra.
So yeah. But not a deer, bro. A deer, bro. But yeah, I think that he would do some stuff like that.
I think he would too. I think he, and you know what? I don't even know that I'm mad at him for doing it. You know what I'm saying? Because even though I don't fuck with, you know what I'm saying, like that's some bullshit, you snitching. But if they really did it, then they need to be off the streets too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you okay with fucking underage girls and taking girls from state to state, you know what I'm saying, and doing things with them that is a little less than, if these are women, fuck them. If these are girls, then nigga, you got to go.
Yeah, because we don't.
And that's just my demarcation. That's my demarcation. Huh?
I agree with you.
I mean, me being the nasty motherfucker that we all know me to be, I don't have a problem with you enjoying yourself sexually. What I have a problem with you doing is enjoying yourself sexually with something that's going to affect someone for years and them not know it until 10 years from now. You know what I mean? So, yeah. And I know we had to excuse you for a second a little while ago because you was eating. I'm about to roll my blunt. Please give me a second. Hold, please.
Tell me. Yeah, I had to eat. I had to give me something to eat because my belly was empty. And I had a smoothie and something else earlier, and that shit was gone. It was good, gone. Good and gone. But, yeah, I think that. Okay. I think that there's so many layers to this shit right now that I feel like we are just at the top of it. You know how when you sit and you think and you, I don't know if you know how certain shit is set up, but how the mobs are set up, there's so many different layers to
right.
their organizations. I think those type of layers may exist in this situation.
I don't think those kind of layers exist just because I don't think that he is savvy enough to have either created or managed said lairs. And if there's someone else who managed or, you know what I'm saying, created said lairs, then that person needs to be the head of this racketeering charge, not him.
So, but he's the face. You think about it. He's the face of it all. There probably is somebody else. Because if you think about it, with Epstein, when he killed himself, who else did they go? They went after his girlfriend.
Nigga,
the
you
girlfriend,
really think he killed himself? You really said that?
No, I'm
did
just
you
saying,
really say that aloud?
I don't think he killed himself. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, somebody going to show up and I'll fall Kelly the same way and make it look like a suicide. Because I think, I want to say, this is just me speculating. I want to say once he started telling on doggone the princes of the world, them motherfuckers.
And we ain't talking about,
Doug
Ben, we ain't talking about Purple Rain Prince. We talking about motherfucking the sun never sets on the British Empire Prince.
Yeah, like kings and queens, princesses, princes. Yeah,
the Clinton. Is that Bill Clinton was a dumb motherfucker over 24 times or some shit like that?
Yeah. Like, them people who got the extra security for some reason for the rest of their life.
And then that chick went to South America with all the fucking information.
And then they brought her ass right back. Oh, he's dead. Come on back, girl. Come on back. Cause you about to get these charges that he didn't stand for.
They don't want her. She got off, I believe, because she got the info. She got the goodie bag.
No, she's in jail right now.
She's in jail right now.
Yeah, they got her. Once she expired, she was locked up.
Wow. I got
Listen, when I tell you, I've been diving into certain cases. Like, look, listen,
I'm not saying you wrong. I'm just going to tell you what the thought that came in my head.
What?
And maybe because this strand of marijuana is strong. I don't know. But first thought I said was, I ain't hear about that. Then next thought, there's a lot of shit you don't hear about, nigga. Boom. Third thought, maybe I need to look into that. Fourth thought, where's my phone? Fifth thought, Google Jeffrey Epstein's bitch. See, right then, I knew I had issues, but that's what the fuck I want to Google is Jeffrey Epstein's bitch. Fuck is wrong with me, son?
Let's see. Let's Google it then.
Epstein's bitch.
I don't say Epstein's bitch. Stupid.
No, that's the Google. That's the Google search I want, nigga. Epstein's bitch. What's I go on with Epstein's bitch there, sir? That's fucking funny. But I don't know, because when you look at it, certain motherfuckers are protected. What was that chick? I forget her name, but she was the head of the ring in New York where Elliot Spitzer was client number 7.
Who?
Client number 9, some shit like that.
Who?
You don't remember Elliot Spitzer, the motherfucking Attorney General of New York? This nigga, the Attorney General for the state of New York, he had went after motherfuckers in prostitution in the state of New York. Went after them hard. Went after different politicians in the state of New York for fucking, you know what I'm saying, committing crimes and being illegal. And this nigga got the nerve to do that shit knowing that his hands is dirty as shit.
Not the pot calling the kettle and the kettle calling the pot.
Never. I'm like, yo, put that in there. Black Sox, Elliot Spitzer. Google that shit. Fucking.
What's his name, Elliot?
Epstein's bitch and Spitzer's Black Sox. And then the funny shit is, when you hear about some of you stupid, yeah, Elliot Spitzer, when you start looking at some of these, you hear some of these details in these stories of how people like Spitzer and Donald Trump be with these prostitutes and refuse to wear condoms, you start realizing how dirty these motherfuckers is.
They're nasty monkeys.
Prostitutes mm-hmm. always get rubbish, and prostitutes never get their pussy ate. Those are two mm-hmm. rules.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about being in part of prostitution.
So I'm good. Like, what the hell? If I got to eat your pussy, you got to take some of this money off this bill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't please mm-hmm. you and pay you. It's one or the other. Either I please you or I pay you. But you're not getting both, baby love.
Oh, well. Well.
I'm sorry. TMI? My bad.
I don't know. I'm just not.
But, yeah. So, yeah. All right. So, we covered the what was the first shit? The cancel culture. We covered that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to what was the second topic we talked about?
Canceling R. Kelly.
The R. Kelly, well, the cancel culture, and then specifically R. Kelly. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. All right, let me step off trap for a second.
Okay.
And ask you a question.
It's just us, and then we got 7 minutes. So, yeah, go ahead, go on off track.
Okay. So, I got a dude, and this motherfucker is always complaining about his girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she's overbearing. When I say overbearing, I mean, like, she wants to know this motherfucker's location. She wants to know what he's doing, when he's doing, how he's doing. And I understand I never know what a man is doing. But from my understanding, this motherfucker ain't stepping out on her. He's being honorable. He's not fucking no other females. His dick is just hers. His time is just hers. His money is just hers. You know what I mean? He's faithful to her. But she
mm-hmm.
not. Right? My question to you or the good people listening would be, how long you put up with some shit like this? Where, you know what I'm saying, you go out to go get, you make an ABC run, and you get 4 calls in your ABC run from her. Hey, bitch, you know where the fuck I'm going. You know how far away it is. Do the math. If I take him 10 minutes to get there, 10 minutes to get back, 15 minutes in the store, about 35 minutes, he may make a stop. About 45 minutes from now, he should be back. Why the fuck are you calling? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on. He's not going to his bitch house, fucking her, driving back, going to the ABC and coming back with the bottle, he said, all in that same 45 minutes. It's not fucking possible. So my question to you is, how long would you put up with some shit like that for somebody who's not trusting you and is annoying the
not
shit
long.
Out of you?
Not long at all. I'm not going to put up with that shit too long. I'm just not, because, one, let me say this. Did he start off telling her everywhere he went, and then at some point he stopped saying, this is where I'm at? Because the reason why he might have said trust issues, because the bitch got triggers.
So full disclosure, or as much disclosure as I can give, because I'm not in their relationship. She used to be a side bitch.
Boom. Never mind. You ain't
even
got to go no further.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't need to go no further. Throw that bitch away. You should have never tried to be her boyfriend for real. You should have left that bitch where she was. Side of the street.
You stupid. Side bitch stand for leave the bitch on the side of the street?
Yup. You should have left her on the side of the street. And here is the why. Because She know you a cheater. She know you will cheat because she was the cheatee.
You
need to cheat on your previous where. So therefore.
So this is something else I'll be telling him. Another little wrinkle that's specific to this, and once I tell you this wrinkle, you go, well, I don't know what you'll do. He met her when he was having issues with his baby mother, right? Honest with her, saying I'm having issues with my son's mother, so I'm looking for something else. He found her, boom, whatever, whatever. They messing with each other on the side. He then says to her, listen, I want to make this work with my child's mother, so I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, go back to her. Dumps this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Goes back to his child's mother. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work out. Then he goes back to her. My thing is, and I shouldn't call her a bitch. That was wrong. My thing is, she has in the back of her mind, you left me before. For whatever it is, for your children, for this bitch, for an old situation, whatever it is, you left me before. What, you know what I'm saying? For something. There could be something that'll make you leave me again. You know what I mean? So
okay.
I'm like, yo, she just got issues in her head, man, that she got to come to grips with. And part of those issues are his fault. My question is, how long do you put up with some shit that is driving you fucking crazy?
That you created.
That you helped create, yes. And that, see, that's the caveat that complicates shit. And it ain't just that, you know what I'm saying, she's crazy. But you helped create some of this crazy, man.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you should just go ahead and leave it and deal with whatever the consequences are going to be of said situation. Because she's going to react.
I think you better leave me alone.
Me alone.
Get your bag.
Get
the gun. Love you know. That was my shit, son.
Yeah, I would go on about my business. I'd go on about it.
Yeah.
Because the situation is never going to change. Even if you decided, you know what, I'm really going to make an honest woman out of her. I'm going to marry her. The shit's never going to change. She's still going to hold on to these things until she feels like she doesn't have a reason to hold on to these things anymore. Because niggas can still leave even after marrying you.
Nigga, I go a step further and maybe I shouldn't, but fuck it. Another issue with this shit, she wants children he doesn't want anymore.
Girl, go on, stop, mind your business. Girl, go on, because if he don't want no more kids, fine. But here's the thing. Nigga, you need to go on, too. Because at some point, she going to try to trick you into some shit. And this, or your ass is still being careless and still fucking her without a condom, and you claiming you don't want no kids. Well, stop playing and make kids play.
You can't tell me you don't want children, yet you're having unprotected sex. You can't tell me both of those things.
Exactly. So that's what kind of irritated me about baby mama. Because, she was like, I didn't want any more kids. And I kept telling him because I could, I didn't want any more kids because I knew that I would be sick and this, that, and the third. I said, but you kept laying down with him and fucking him.
Thank you.
You wanted kids.
You ain't getting no fucking depo. You ain't getting no motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, playing BCD shot. You ain't getting none of this shit.
Nothing.
All this motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, letters, IUDs, and DUIs you could have got. No, you ain't none of that shit.
Look, listen, it's crazy because my trainer asked me every – I don't care how many times that we've been in said situation, and has asked me and said, you still got the implant in your arm? Yeah, I do. Oh, okay. Like, listen. If we don't want kids, we're not going to see kids.
Wait, I remember when I first got with my lady, and we having like one of the first few times we was having sex, and you know how sometimes the man, I was about to say as a man, but the man gets aggressive and just like ah, so I grabbed her by her arms, right, and just started beasting real quick, and she was like, wait, stop, and I felt something. I was hitting the spot of her arm where she had the implant.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
that shit hurt.
I'm like, yeah, but I was like, damn, that's my grab spot. That's why I grab a bitch right there to pull up. I got to find a new grab spot.
Nigga, that shit hurts.
You turning up my flow, bitch.
I can literally feel mine in my arm.
Uh-huh.
Like, I can feel
on the inside, like, maybe, all right, yeah. let me see if I'm right. About maybe 4 inches from the underarm?
Yeah.
Yep.
And see, they had to start putting it there because there's a vein that's in the arm that they try not to
mm-hmm.
hit. So, yeah, I can feel that shit. Even though that shit been, like, even now, this is my second one because you know it's every 3 years you get
right.
So,
I was about to ask you, it's every 3 years?
Yeah, mine is every 3 years.
Oh,
so
wait, there's different time frames? You got different dosages
or something?
Well, there's a
shot. Well, there's a shot is every 5 years. The implant in your arm is every 3 years.
Oh. So is it like, all right, like, you know how they got, like, the corona vaccine, you got the Johnson & Johnson and the Pfizer and the Moderna. Is there different fucking implants? Or is it just one kind?
I wanna say there's different ones, but I have Nexplanon. Something like
you
that.
You see, you got a Nexplanon?
It's Nexplanon or something like that, to the extent. Yeah. And so when they took the first one out, they was having trouble getting the first one out because your skin grows over it. Like you have scar tissue over it. So,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a little piece of surgery on a day. You know,
yeah,
trying to get
listen,
that sucker in and out.
Shorty had to go get hers removed, and if I'm not, and I apologize because I should know this procedure because I was with her when she went through it. But I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, they take it out, but they don't put it back in the same day.
Oh no, they put mine in back in the same day.
All right. See, I'm thinking with hers, they took it, or maybe it was a two-step procedure. I don't know. But I know that shit was painful. You know what I'm saying? For like a week or two after they put it in until, you know what I'm saying, they kind of got in this place and started getting comfortable and shit.
Yeah. And now it hurts, but mine was one day. Like they took the first one out and they went on and put the second one back in. All
right.
Like they went on and did it. So, yeah.
I was thinking, we're still about to end. I should, if this was early in the show, I would call her on my other phone and put her on a speakerphone and ask her.
Okay,
so, let me ask you a question about your doodad in your arm. You know what I'm saying? Did they take it out on a Monday and put it back on a Thursday?
They got mine on the motherfucking Monday. And she was like, you want to get it today? I was like, yeah, come on, let's do this. She was like, okay. Yeah.
Nigga, you make it seem like it's a Visa card. You know what I'm saying? You want to get one? It just take a few minutes. Just sign up right now while you can't see yourself.
come on, let's have, we don't want no problems going forward.
You heard me.
Don't want no problems.
I will take these little few minutes in lieu of a child.
Listen. So,
these little few minutes it's about to take me is going to be so worth. You mean he ain't got to use not no condoms no more?
I ask no questions like that because we still do. But yeah.
Nigga, when
now, sometimes, like, you want to start off with Allie, but, you know.
When I got comfortable not having to put one on for her, oh, my God, nigga.
Yeah, I'm okay. We're all right. We don't want no little people by accident at all.
Mm-mm. That's why you rub
not with it.
Like,
it would definitely be playing.
That's one thing I say to myself. So like with Marley was, I'm not going to say she was an accident, you know what I'm saying? But I didn't foresee the stage of my life coming where I was like, all right, fuck it, let's have a day. You know what I'm saying? Which is basically what it was. But yeah, I'm not one for having children later in life. That shit is for the fucking birds. Okay. That shit is for the motherfucking birds.
If we don't have none by the time we 43, then this ain't gonna happen.
Hey, 43, nigga. Just think about that. That means 60 by the time they a motherfucking senior in high school. 60, nigga. 60, and that's if they motherfuckers is either smart or motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? Because you figure that might be. It. Nah, 60, nigga. I'm going to parent teachers meetings. Oh, nigga. To help you move shit and go through menopause at the same time.
No, you better go ask your daddy.
Like, Mom, no, I need to I'm about to go to college, but I need you to help me move some of my stuff. Girl, you know, these flashes, I can't be moving stuff. Mama too old for that. Mama paid for 2 men in a moving truck, though.
Who you telling? Who are you telling?
Mama get you a U-Haul.
You don't know U-Haul.
That's some good shit right there.
Oh, Lord. But we reached recording time. I had my guest Keisha Taylor just couldn't make it in, but it's okay. It's fine. We had a good conversation.
Fuck Gray. I'm going to reach out or to the west side and fuck Medisa. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We don't need y'all. You know what I'm saying? Fuck y'all. Mm-hmm. Y'all keep playing around. Y'all all gonna get fucking pink slips.
Listen. And it's not like, but I get so upset with the other one because you saw the messages. You acknowledge them. Still can't manage to set an alarm to wake your ass up.
No, that's not the problem. I'm going to tell you what the problem is. More possums to interview. If we was interviewing possums, the motherfucker would be here. I don't like ugly people. Yo, all right. Boom. We're in the quarter time. And then we're about to go real quick. So I'm at work the other day, right? And I'm across town. I see this dude that I know. Boop-de-boop. Yo, what's good? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You live right here? I used to live over here. Okay. Yeah, what you doing right now? I said, I'm about to take lunch. Why don't you come around, you know what I'm saying, to the crib? Say no more. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to take this hour lunch. No problem. Park up. I said, well, let me go get gas first. I had to get gas my truck up. Let me go get gas. I got gas. I got my lunch. Boom. Then I clocked out. Got my hour. All right? I go to his motherfucking house. And when I seen him, he was in the car, but he was on the passenger side. The car was blacked out. You know what I'm saying? So I couldn't see who was driving. I just saw their arm. So when seeing their arm, I'm a little confused because I couldn't tell whether it was a masculine or a feminine arm.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, I didn't know who the fuck was he was driving with. It didn't really make a difference because he was, you know what I'm saying, he was friend, not foe. So it was all good. All right, so I go around the corner. I meet him. Boom. Going to his house. And this is his baby's mother that lives here with him. I'm saying to myself, oh, I get to see his baby mother. I never seen his baby mother before. Now, I know the nigga because he fucked with the chick who lived next door to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the chick that lived next door to me, he fucked with her. So now that I'm glad he told me that he was going to see his baby mother, so now I know not to say nothing about this bitch. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, you might have wanted to tell me that shit on purpose as opposed to accidentally. You know what I'm saying? Because I could have said something that could have made you a little sticky. But, all right. Yo, when I seen this young lady, I was like, I see why he got her on this side of town. I see why he got him over here in the sticks hidden away. Kitty.
Mm.
When you tell you that this young lady, so let me back up for a second. This nigga is a high yellow pretty boy.
Okay.
This nigga is a trapper in the street selling hella product. Okay? No young boy. About, say about 26. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, 26, 25, 26, about that age. I'm not here to tell nobody where to put their dick. I'm not here to tell you what quality vagina is or what quality woman is or who's worth it to get. Yo, you see, perfect. It's about to be Halloween time. You see the skeletons that be hanging on people's doors with the, like, the hinges and the joints. So, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The flexing arms and the legs and shit. She was that with skin. And not only was she that with skin, but she wasn't too bright. She wasn't too bright. No, she wants to.
Okay, you gotta pick a struggle. Either you're gonna be ugly, smart.
I see. Fuck you though, because I didn't even bring up the ugly part yet. I just said that she was skinny and dumb. I just said skinny and dumb. I didn't bring up ugly yet.
Ugly is 50. You take.
I just said skinny and dumb. You assumed ugly. And ding, 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 ding. You were right.
Ugly is instant. You take it too long to get to the ugly. Now, that means you got to explain this bitch ugly. Like, you know what? You know she's shaped like the number zero and Humpty Dumpty.
No, she shaped, like, yeah, how you say? Like her clothes is still on the hanger.
Hey, like her clothes are hanging up. Oh, God. Some biscuits and some gravy.
And it's funny because they was having a conversation where they was like, are you going to get such and such? I forget what such and such was. But he had just went and he had bought this and he had bought this because he was telling me as we going back, yo, I just want to bought this, I just want to bought this. And he was telling her, he was like, yeah, I didn't reach my limit for the day. We'll do it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? Like sometimes you get to a financial, the way your bank account set up. You know what I'm saying? You can only do with so much activity per day. He had reached his limit per day what he could do. This bitch just didn't understand the concept of having money but not having money.
You
didn't get that whole concept.
Like your bank sets or sometimes sets it for you and like, hey, you can't withdraw more than $800 in one transaction in a day. You know, you got to come back tomorrow. You get a whole new set.
You
got to
come back tomorrow. All you got to do is wait till midnight. We can do
12:01.
She acted nigga like four times. So do you want me to call and order this? I can't remember what it was. Do you want me to call and order it? Should I call and order it? That's exactly how she sounds too. Should I call and order it? Like, you fucking dumb bitch, you. Why don't you put some fucking tone in your voice and eat a fucking sandwich? You fucking dumb. Yo, she was fucking killing me, Pat. Do you want me to order it? You no, no, I can't. You have to,
raise your voice.
Tomorrow? You said tomorrow?
Raise your voice.
Okay.
Raise it.
Yo, son, that shit was fucking killing me. Kill yourself, bitch. Cancel your voice. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I'm getting too tired.
Ma'am, can you add some deep in your voice? Can you
and I hate to tell a woman to put bass in her voice. Like, that's the last thing you want to tell a woman, to put some bass in her voice. But, bitch, can you take some of that treble out? Can you do that? Just sound like she whispering and
you want me? Can I call her? You think I should? Tomorrow? Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Like, yo.
I wouldn't want to call this bitch on the phone. Get, ma'am, can you hang up and have an adult call us back?
Yo,
ma'am, can you put your adult voice on?
Yo, you know the fucked up part? And this is fucked up. And I know I talk. Give me 1 second to think before I talk. Fuck it. I just got to eat that. I was saying, and this is his baby mother. I look at him differently now because I see who, you know what I'm saying, he made a child with. And when I said that, I thought about my first baby mother. And I was like, you know what? I got to eat that. I got to accept who I, you know what I'm saying? People look at me differently because they like, you her baby daddy? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to eat that. You know what I'm saying? Damn, I just realized that shit.
You know what?
That's you got to eat those shits, right?
My daughter, you know, my daughter's father is.
Right. And it says something about you, doesn't it?
It says something about 19, 20-year-old me. It don't say nothing about this 40-year-old me.
It does say something about this 40-year-old you. What it says about the 40-year-old you is when you was half your age, you won the motherfucking But you got to eat that, though. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You got to,
yeah.
I got to eat that. My daughter mother is fucking crazy. Nigga, you fuck with a crazy bitch. I don't give a fuck how old you was. You still know crazy, and you still fuck with her.
Listen. I didn't know the nigga was out here telling lies on me. That's what I don't. Like, when I found out he was out here telling lies on me, I'm like, what the fuck you telling lies on me for? You had an easy-ass life when it comes to this kid. Because I ain't showed out on you but a couple of times.
Nigga, him telling lies on you is not the thing that makes him a piece of shit. All right? And the thing that makes him shit, you knew that before he got you pregnant. You just wasn't looking at it, or you was overlooking it, or you was mitigating it, or you was,
no,
I could change it.
No, no, the nigga, that nigga lied.
And you ain't know he was alive before he flashed in you? Let's answer that question.
Nigga, we was together like 4 months before I got pregnant.
You ain't
answer
my question.
Yeah, it wasn't no long years. No, I did not know because we didn't live together. When I started realizing this nigga was lying and shit, we got a kid. We living together. This nigga tell lies. Like, I, you know, this is what.
Did you call him a tattletale teller?
Not a
tattletale. It's a
tattletale. Now, I don't say this nigga said he was paying my tuition. Nigga, you don't pay no tuition. Charlie May pay tuition.
But hold on. That can't be a bone of contention. Because that's something that he told somebody else. Not necessarily to make you look bad, but to make himself look good in front of that other person. That really don't affect you and him.
It affected the point of the he was like, yeah, she stopped talking when we broke up because I wouldn't leave the street. No, we broke up because you bought that grimace looking bitch in our house.
And right, do you expect him to tell the truth about that?
You like fucking, and so the women after me, they all look the same.
I'm done with you.
They all look the same. I am the only light-skinned short person.
Wait, no, we're not leaving that. And what would they look like?
They are shaped like Grimace a little bit. They got some type of animalistic qualities to them.
Oh shit!
They not
like a Dungeon Dragon.
Thank you. You're just out here. You like granimals.
Like granimals.
No, one little
that nigga
like
is a Muppet Muncher.
This nigga out here dating Grape Ape.
Yeah, I'm done with you, fucking Fraggle Rock fucker.
Out here busting down.
So they all,
busting down at Zoobily Zoo. Huh?
You know what, woman? You got issues.
I'm fucking funny. That's what that shit is. I'm going on the road. Like, listen, I need to write some good jokes because I want to be a comedian. I feel like I could do this shit now. I feel like in my spirit, I can do this shit. I got some great ones. I got some great. I can tell a story, too. You know. Yep.
All right, so now I'm going back and forth between telling you, yo, do that shit. You could live that shit. You know what I'm saying? You got jokes. You be making motherfuckers laugh. So you could be good at that shit. And the other part of me is saying,
okay, Khaled. Come on, Khaled. Say what now? I'm sorry.
Nah, I'm saying though, because that shit is real. You know what I'm saying? You my mother, kid. You know I fuck with you. I would never kill none of your dreams. You know what I'm saying? Anything that you. But then the other part of me is saying, nigga, you ain't funny.
That's the hater in you that says that nigga, you ain't funny. That's the hater. Because nigga, they have this moment where you were like, you know what, I can't even laugh at this shit because this guy is crazy. But that's the real shit I've heard in a long time. Did she say
long time?
Like a grandma? Did she like grandma?
No,
nigga,
the
you
shit,
remember
the
fucking
shit.
Zoobily Zoo. Oh.
You stupid. No, but it's not even, yes, you funny. Yes, don't get it twisted. But to me, being from where I'm from and my perspective, that accent with the shit that comes out your motherfucking mouth, yo, the shit that you have the audacity to say in the sweetest little southern twang, that shit is fucking, it's like, mwah. Like, this nigga just touched all my senses. She just fucking, she sweeted me to death. She fucking funnied me to fucking back to life. and then she fucking sassied me to a fucking coma. I'm done.
But yeah, I'm like, did she just cuss me out in sleep? Did she do that?
Right. Did this?
Yeah.
Did
she just call me a fucking bitch in the sweetest tone? You fucking bitch. Not my face.
Or not she even call. Yo, so, all right, I hate to go on a real tangent. I mean, I worked the other day. Just this big fat dude at my job. I'm there with my dude, Vic. And you know how sometimes you use your work vernacular to describe something that's not work-related? You know what I'm saying? Like, an NBA player, like a free throw is an easy shot, right? So an NBA player, like, yeah, I was with Shorty last night. She's a free throw. You know what I mean? Like using your vernacular and outside of, you know what I'm saying, its realm. This nigga said, Vic is talking about Scott. And he said, yeah, because his cumulative frequency is exceeding specifications. That mean that nigga got badass. Is basically what he said. Yo, when he said his cumulative frequency is exceeding specifications, I almost died laughing because as he said it, he started to walk like Scott walks. So I knew exactly who he was talking about. And then I visualized Scott. I was like, yeah, his cumulative frequency is exceeding specifications. And I don't give a fuck if any of y'all laugh. That shit was hilarious. I was like, yo, that nigga said his cumulative frequency is exceeding. Oh my fucking God. Oh my God. But I say that to say that it's shit like that that I thought was hilarious, that if I was to say in some kind of setting of being a comedian, that niggas would throw fucking drinks at me. You know what I mean? So humor is one of them things. I say all the time. Humor is one of them things where it's like, who does it translate? You know what I mean? Does it translate? And if it translates, then yeah, nigga, do that shit. Come on, let's do it.
Write some jokes.
I'll be a manager.
Find me a mentor.
I booked some shit for you. I got a mentor for you. You know what I'm saying? One of my frat brothers. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Was on, you know what I'm saying, multiple shows, NBC, 30 Rock. Yeah, I got you.
What? Write some jokes. Yeah, and then trying to, you know, have it, like the flights and giggles, because when I be laughing at shit in the air, yeah, flights and giggles.
Nigga, I'm going to say something to you right now. I don't know how much it costs in North Carolina. It can't be more than $250. Go patent that shit. Flights and giggles, flights. Nigga, that shit is fucking brilliant. If you can get...
That's when I be laughing at shit.
No, the reason I say that, so... Can't have this conversation on it. I'll have this conversation with you later. I'm about to tell somebody's shit that I can't really do. But yeah, so that being said, yeah, that flights and giggles, that shit is, yeah. That shit works.
Okay. We'll talk about it.
And I just finished my last Stella. You drink Stella's?
Stella Rosa?
No, Stella Artois, the beer.
No, I don't drink that. I don't drink that. I am a Corona Heineken kind of girl.
Okay. Now, I went for Stella's today. Stella's take me back to when I was living in New York playing pool. And we go to the bars and get, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of Stella's and play pool and shit.
You hear what I said? Stella Rosa?
I'm like, why?
Yeah, Stella Stella! The bitch from Street Call named Desire. I'm sorry. Please continue.
Okay, well, we're getting ready to go. Does this bitch have on a merch? Yeah. I'm not looking at any of these pictures. I'm not looking at nobody's pictures. Not looking at any of the pictures. So
I'm done
like
with you.
I'm not looking at the pictures. I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to go about my business. Okay.
Yo, why got new European neighbors?
Oh, man. Good luck.
Yeah, I definitely got to move now.
They're going to tell. They're going to smell it, and they're going to tell on you.
You might got a point. You might got a point. It's legal, though, but you might got a point.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're 30 minutes into this. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. We only got $50.
White one. Bye-bye. Okay.
I gotta go find the white woman. Wait a minute.
Now I had to pay $470 today for my fucking a fucking tune up and an oil change, nigga. The fuck?
I'm sorry. All right. We can ring up. We can talk about that. You gonna be all right? You gonna be okay?
Fucking choice. I mean, I had it.
Okay.
Good thing I had it, right?
Right. Right.
My check engine light ain't on no more, so fuck it.
Right, like, nigga, I gotta put a coil pack on my result.
How many coils? Two, four?
I only need one.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Lucky.
Yeah, I only need one. My cylinder three.
Go ahead. Cue up.
So we'll be here next week because I'll be off next week. I'll be working at the store, but I won't be flying. So we'll be here next week because little best friend's birthday is next week. She's turning six, so I have to be home for the celebrate. So
there you go.
Yeah, I got to be home. I bought her a black unicorn. It's light skin like her. It's not white. It actually has brown skin. And with its horn, it has Afropuff. So, yeah.
There we go.
So, we'll be here next week. Hopefully, everybody else will be too. Well, we're not going to guarantee the drinks will be because this nigga sleeps through everything.
Come on, now. Stop that hate.
That's not hate. It's not hate nor shade. It's truth. Been in this house talking loud as fuck. But anyway.
Stupid.
Okay, so we're out of here.
Stupid.
So we'll see each other next week. Y'all be good. Do some shit.
She's stupid. No. Yeah, continue, please. I'm back here talking to myself. No, don't pay me no mind.
We're out of here. All right. Good night, black man.
She said she been in this house talking loud as fuck. She ain't your fuck.
My motherfucking house.
It's fine. I'm up. Everybody up, nigga.
Here we go. When I get up tomorrow morning and I wash my hair, guess what? I'm going to be playing all my anywhere between Megan Thee Stallion to Kirk Franklin in this house. You're not going to sleep alone.
Stupid. He said, anyone from the tall black man to the short black woman.
I could not. You stupid. You ain't in this hair. You don't.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Shoot a white woman, nigga.
We out of here. All right. Y'all be good. Good night.
Later.